Welcome. Please state your name and your profession.
My name is Peter Kagayama. I'm the author of For the Love of Cities and the follow-up book, Love Where You Live.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
Been here 25 years.
What organizations are you involved in?
Actually, sadly, I am not involved in that many organizations anymore. I used to be very present in a lot of different boards, but the nature of my work has changed over the last few years, and I found that I am a terrible, terrible board member and organization member because of the nature of my travels, which is very unpredictable. And consequently, I found that I was really missing a lot of boards. I used to be on like the board at Studio 620, but I was missing more and more of that. So I've kind of retreated from that. I'm now just a passionate observer of what sort of transpires here.
What gets you out of bed every day?
My dogs. Certainly that will get you out of bed. And then, looking for the next good story. Really what I do is I travel around and talk to other communities. I tell stories. So I'm always looking for the next story that's going to make me go, wow, that's cool. And then how I might, you know, relate that to another community to help them with a problem that maybe they're having.
Why St. Pete?
That's an interesting question, because why any place? We usually end up in places for reasons that are generally sort of beyond our control. We get a job there, we go to school there, follow a significant other, something like that. And that was actually how I ended up in St. Pete, was down here for a gap year between undergrad and law school. And I met someone and went back to Ohio for law school and maintained this long distance relationship that eventually brought me back down here. And then for a while it was momentum, and then eventually momentum becomes, I very much love this city.
What is one habit that you keep?
I do love our coffee shops, from Kawa to Station House and some of the others up and down Central Avenue. I like to work in coffee shops. I can't work at home. So when I am home and I am working, and I'm usually doing something, even if it's just, reading something or, responding to emails, I go to work in our coffee shops, and we have a great coffee culture here.
Who are some people that influence you?
Well, my mentor is an Englishman by the name of Charles Landry. His most famous book is called The Creative City. And Charles is this vivacious eater of life. He travels around the world and he tells stories. So he has very much been an influence, there upon me. And there's some other sort of academic influencers. Richard Florida is one. Jeff Speck, the Walkable Cities guy, both of whom are friends. And, I consider their work sort of, inspiring to me.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
Here's the biggest thing that I've learned in working with cities and communities over the last few years. And the biggest thing is to start small. Most people, most organizations, and most cities, they have big ideas, big dreams, big hopes, and that's great. And when they choose to actually start something, they usually start way too big. They start at a level where it's going to cost a lot of time and a lot of money, and they're going to run headlong into all of the challenges that go with that. So the advice that I give to people whenever they're trying, something new, trying to change their community, change their life, is start small.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
I wish I knew how my personal journey was actually more deeply entwined with my work journey, my journey with cities. I am the city love guy, and that's sort of how I'm known. What I've kind of realized here in the last year is that you're not just the city love guy. If you're doing this, it has to just be about love, period. So I would have changed that approach and sort of taken that city appellation off of that and recognize that love is love. We love people. We love places. We love all kinds of things. And the distinction at the end is not nearly as important as the idea at the beginning.
What's next?
I wish I knew. That's a sort of a facetious answer. I mean, the next thing is I have a new book that's going to come out in 2019. So that's certainly what's next. But beyond that, sort of the nature of my work and my travels is, I'm always prepared to be amazed. So I hope that whatever's next is amazing.
Thank you.